True Story, Part 1. Get ready to listen to this month's True Story.
Jane Goodall changed our understanding of animal behaviour by observing chimpanzees in their natural habitat.
Jane Goodall, what chimps have taught me?
England, summer of 1939. The Goodall family live near a farm.
Jane! Jane! Where is Jane?
Hours later.
Mum! Mum! I know where eggs come from!
I was worried, Jane. Where were you?
I was with the chickens. Now I know where eggs come from. Chickens squat down and lay eggs.
Throughout her childhood, Jane loves animals.
Good boy, Rusty. You can have a biscuit. One day, I will go to Africa and see the animals there.
In January 1957, Jane goes to Africa. She is 23 years old.
I loved the voyage. 3 weeks on a ship. Thanks for inviting me to Kenya, Chloe. I'm so pleased.
Jane finds an office job in Nairobi.
I'd prefer to work with animals.
You should go and see Dr. Lewis Leakey at the museum.
Jane makes an appointment.
Thank you for seeing me, Dr. Leakey.
I'm looking for an assistant. Are you interested?
Dr. Leakey takes Jane to an archaeological site.
We are looking for ancient human fossils. We should find some here.
Back at the museum in Nairobi.
You are very determined, Jane. Would you agree to study wild chimpanzees? We need to know more about them to understand prehistoric people.
Oh, yes. I would love to work with animals.
But in July 1959, Jane has to return to England for a while.
Come back soon, Jane. I will try to find the money we need to pay for the chimpanzee study.
Jane studies in a library in London.
These animals are very like humans.
She observes chimpanzees in the zoo.
I'm so lucky. Soon I will be studying chimps in the forest.
At last, on the 16th of July 1960, Jane arrives at Gombe Stream on the shores of Lake Tanganyika.
I'm so happy you came with me, Mum. This is a wonderful adventure.